Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Midnight Snack is a treasury collection from the long-running comic strip Zits, created by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman. It gathers the complete run of strips from 2021 and presents them in the familiar short form that made the series widely syndicated. The book belongs to the humor and comic strip genre, but it also works as a study of family life, adolescence, and the everyday tensions that shape teenage years. Its purpose is not to tell a single continuous story, but to capture recurring situations with quick visual jokes and sharp observations. That structure makes it accessible to new readers, while still rewarding longtime fans who follow the strip's continuing world. The collection reflects the series' core strength, using comedy to make adolescent frustration, parental confusion, and household routine feel recognizable rather than exaggerated. It is both light reading and a compact portrait of contemporary family dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long comic treasury built from self-contained daily and Sunday strips, Midnight Snack is organized as a treasury, rather than a novel or graphic narrative, which means its value comes from accumulation and rhythm, instead of plot progression. Because it collects the 2021 Zit strips, readers encounter a sequence of short pieces that can be read in any order. That structure matters because the comic strip form depends on immediate payoff. Each page must establish a situation, compress a social observation, and deliver a punchline or visual reversal with very little space. The book shows how a recurring strip can sustain interest through variation on familiar domestic and teenage patterns. Instead of building toward a single climax, it turns ordinary moments into repeatable comic units. This makes the collection practical for casual reading, but it also highlights the discipline of strip writing, where timing, economy, and consistency are central artistic tools. The format itself is part of the book's appeal, since it invites brief reading while still forming a complete annual snapshot of the strip's world. Secondly, teenage appetite and restlessness as the comic engine of Zits. The title, Midnight Snack, points directly to one of the strip's recurring comic pressures: adolescent hunger, impatience, and constant motion. Zits often turns teenage appetite into a broader metaphor for need, whether that need is for food, freedom, attention, or personal space. Midnight Snack uses that idea to frame the humor around the restless teenager as a household force that never fully settles. The joke is not simply that teens eat a lot, but that their cravings are unpredictable and often appear at the most inconvenient times for everyone else. This recurring motif gives the book cohesion across individual strips, because each episode can echo the same basic tension in a slightly different form. The comedy works by exaggeration, but stays grounded in ordinary family friction. Readers recognize the late-night refrigerator raid, the sudden demand, or the impulsive behavior as ordinary enough to be believable. That balance between exaggeration and everyday truth is what makes the strip effective, and it explains why the collection remains accessible across different ages. Thirdly, a family-based viewpoint that turns conflict into recognition rather than criticism. One of the defining strengths of Zits is that it does not treat adolescence as a problem to be solved. It treats it as a relationship to be observed. Midnight Snack continues that approach by presenting the teenager within a family system rather than as an isolated stereotype. The humor comes from friction between generations, but the strip rarely depends on cruelty. Instead, it makes parents, teens, and siblings part of a shared comic ecology in which misunderstanding is constant, but usually harmless. That perspective matters because it broadens the book beyond simple teen jokes. Readers are encouraged to see how everyday conflicts over food, routines, rules, and expectations reveal deeper differences in perspective. The strip becomes funny precisely because each side believes its reactions are reasonable. This creates a stable emotional tone. The book is amused by family life, yet not cynical about it. As a result, the collection can appeal to readers who recognize the stress of home life without wanting a harsh or bitter portrayal. The comic aim is recognition, not judgment. Fourthly, visual timing and expressive exaggeration as the source of the humor, because Zits is a comic strip. Its meaning depends as much on Jim Borgman's drawing as on Jerry Scott's writing. Midnight Snack demonstrates how facial expression, posture, and panel sequence carry much of the joke's force. A glance, slump, or dramatic reaction can communicate the emotional logic of a scene faster than exposition ever could. This is especially important in a strip about teenagers, since much of adolescent communication is indirect, resistant, or overdrawn. The art style makes that behavior visible without needing extended explanation. The book also benefits from the compression of the strip format, where the placement of each visual beat shapes the comic effect. A pause before the final panel, or a slight shift in body language, can transform a simple domestic situation into a sharp social comment. That visual precision is one reason the collection remains effective, even when the premises are familiar. Readers are not only following jokes about family life, they are watching timing itself become part of the humor. In that sense, the book is a small-scale example of how cartooning turns ordinary observation into structured comic performance. Lastly, why the collection works for both casual readers and longtime Zits followers. Midnight Snack has a clear audience, but its format gives it unusual flexibility. New readers can enter at any point, because each strip is self-contained, while longtime readers can enjoy the familiar personalities and recurring family tensions that define the series. This makes the book useful as an introduction to Zits, as well as a continuation for existing fans. The collection also stands out within the comic strip category because it offers a specific annual snapshot rather than a random assortment of best-of material. That gives it a stronger sense of place and time, even though the jokes themselves remain broadly relatable. Readers looking for quick humor will find that the book requires no prior commitment, and readers interested in comics craftsmanship will notice how much storytelling is accomplished in a few panels. Its practicality is therefore part of its identity. It is easy to pick up, easy to follow, and easy to return to in short sessions. Compared with longer graphic narratives, it offers less plot but more immediate observational density, which is exactly what makes it distinctive. In conclusion, Midnight Snack is best suited to readers who enjoy comic strips about family life, teenage behavior, and everyday social friction. Parents, teens, and general humor readers will all find something useful in it. Though for different reasons, parents may recognize recurring household tensions, teens may see their own impulses reflected back with humor, and general readers may appreciate the disciplined economy of the strip form. The book offers practical value as light reading, but it also has intellectual value as an example of how visual comedy can capture social patterns with very little space. What makes it stand out from many other comic collections is its balance of warmth and precision. It does not rely on broad slapstick or a single joke premise. Instead, it builds a consistent world in which small domestic moments reveal larger truths about adolescence and family dynamics. As a result, Midnight Snack feels familiar without becoming repetitive, and it works both as a standalone treasury and as a representative sample of why Zits has endured for so long. If you would like to support Jerry Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.